The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hey.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and join us here as we launch into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we've got Skype, so Skype on into the show here at Skype, username lrn.fm. As we continue with more about the Captain America movie, Mark, you had a story from Salon bemoaning the claim that Salon's author is making here that the Captain America character has been turned into a, what was it, kind of libertarian? What was the adjective? Douchey libertarian. And apparently they believe that Captain America was a liberal prior to this newest movie that came out this weekend, and they're mad about that. And, Mark, you're a huge Captain America fan. You've been following him since you were a kid in the comic series, and now there's this movie series that you love, and so you wanted to share this.
Yeah.
Where do we leave off and bring our listeners up to speed?
The author here, she says that, I was sorely disappointed that the latest installment of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, by the way, if you are have not seen this movie and you're expecting to see it, there's minor spoilers in this the story. In the cinematic universe, Captain America's Civil War decided that for no reason whatsoever, Steve is now a guy who believe it's cool to belong to a secret paramilitary organization that rejects oversight and accountability to the public. Because while we all know and love them as the Avengers Hero Squad, the brutal truth, which the movie does admit, is that is exactly what they are, a mercenary group. Well, are they mercenary? I suppose they're paid for by Tony Stark, that has resisted even the most basic oversight from democratic governments. Oversight that would allow the people that the Americas, the Avengers are supposed to be protecting, some say, in what this militaristic police force is allowed to do. So, first off, I question her premise here. So the idea is that the Avengers are going to be run by the UN. What kind of oversight do you have over the UN, Ian?
None whatsoever.
Huh.
I don't have any oversight over the federal government either.
But it's democratic, right?
No.
Oh, you mean you've never elected anybody to go to the UN?
No.
No. Huh. Maybe this is just a stupid premise this lady's talking about. Yes, I mean, the Avengers are an organization that is outside of, you know, it is non-public. But the idea that you have any kind of oversight over what the UN does, like, I don't know, when they send their peacekeepers to countries and they rape people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you responsible for that as the public?
Nope, not at all.
Oh, is the UN responsible for it?
Probably not.
They certainly don't do anything about it. That's what, you see, this is what ultimately happens is there's no accountability whatsoever. Anyway, going on with the article here. Don't get me wrong, I loved most of Civil War. Steve going on the run to save his friend Bucky, who believes is being unfairly framed, is great and believable stuff. Tony Stark going after him, assuming that Steve's blinded by loyalty to his friend, is also believable. The action was some of the best ever in a Marvel movie, up there with The Winter Soldier, which the Russo brothers also directed, and the emotional beats hit hard. I may have gotten a little snuffy at times. Fun movie, and I would have would recommend it without hesitation. But while it was a good movie, it would have been so much better if they'd just cut out all the stuff about the Sokovia Accords, which was unnecessary. It was the pivot point of the movie, right? Like, why are they
fighting? The Sokovia Accords, you said, was the thing about the, you know, right, they have to join the UN, and that's what splits the characters, and they fight each other.
Right. This is an accord by 120 nations or whatever to put the Avengers under the power and auspices of the UN.
Can the superheroes die in a Marvel movie?
Well, Quicksilver certainly did.
I don't know if you just – did you just spoil something there? Or is
that was the Avengers 2.
Okay. Okay.
That was, you know, a few months ago.
Gotcha.
So if you haven't seen it yet, terribly sorry. It's been on a video for quite some time.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I mean, yes, heroes can die in the Marvel movies.
Got it.
However, you know, you got to watch out. They are just as liable to bring them back. They did that in Thor the Dark
Raised
World.
From the Dead or something like that?
Well, Loki, who's a master illusionist, manages to pretend that he dies in front of Thor, and then pretty quick he's sitting on Odin's throne.
Hmm.
Because, well, he's Loki, and that's where he would like to be.
Okay.
Going on, they say here that, quick recap, in Civil War, the Avengers are facing growing international criticism for the way that they handled the Avengers, right? Like, big alien army attacks New York City. Yes, there's some damage done by the Avengers while trying to fight off these, these big critters. Right? If you're starting to throw rocks and, shoot lasers, not every laser is going to hit a bad guy in the face.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
You got to break a few eggs and make an omelet.
Well, I mean, it's either that or just let the alien army take over New York. I don't know how else to describe this particular situation. You know, what are you going to do? You're the Avengers. You got to fight off the aliens. In the Avengers Age of Ultron, many people are arguing that they're operating without government oversight and innocent civilians are getting killed in the process. And certainly, innocent civilians get killed in the process. The whole, I'm not going to spoil that part, but, there's a lot of upset in Captain America Civil War surrounding innocent people that have been harmed. And in every one of these movies, there's this sort of situation where the Avengers are fighting in metropolitan areas against bad guys or the results of bad guys or, the actions of bad guys. And what are you going to do? You know, I mean, it's just one of those situations. This is where the fight is.
Yeah.
You
got
to fight where they bring the fight to you. And they're fighting off serious threats, and unfortunately, in war, civilians get killed. But there are nonetheless growing demands for some kind of accountability and oversight. These issues aren't just about silly comic book movie, which is why this is all so irritating.
Hmm.
In the real world right now, we are awash in arguments over accountability and oversight when it comes to both the police and the military. From the Black Lives Matter movement to questions over the military's drone program, our country is embroiled in debates over just these issues. Oh, you mean the people that work for the government are largely unaccountable, and you're complaining that somebody who doesn't work for the government would be unaccountable? I don't know what the complaint here is.
Hmm.
Do you get, the disparity here?
Run that by me again.
She's saying that the complaints of Black Lives Matter, which I assume has to do with police running amok, shaking down people in, people of color in urban areas and that kind of thing, and innocents being droned in the Middle East. Both of these are government programs. Is that correct?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so she's complaining in the Marvel movie, unaccountable paramilitary organizations, which have not been causing lots of problems in the U.S., right? I mean, we are not embroiled in the debate in this nation as to whether or not unaccountable paramilitary organizations should be able to operate without government oversight. Are we?
I don't know of any.
You might be able to talk about Blackwater, but they're always working for the government.
Okay.
So I think that she's trying to equate just the opposite. The bad guys, she's saying Captain America's the bad guy for wanting to remain non-governmental.
Uh-huh.
Then she's saying that the debates in this country have to do with governmental agencies who are unaccountable.
Okay.
It seems like she's destroying her own premise in this stupid article that Salon will always publish an article if it's anti-libertarian. Does that make sense?
I'm confused. So I'm sorry.
Okay.
I might just be dense.
All right. Avengers. Government, non-government.
Non-government, but
non-government.
They're split now, so some of them are government, right?
Okay. Prior to that, non-government. The argument is to whether or not to be government, and they were non-government to start.
Okay.
Avengers, non-government. She says, here, let me reread this so that you can get it. This isn't just a silly comic book movie, which is why all of this is so irritating. In the real world right now, we are awash in arguments over accountability and oversight when it comes to both the police and the military.
Right.
Are the Avengers police or military?
No.
Because the police and military are?
Government.
Government. Excellent. From the Black Lives Matter movement to questions over the military's drone program, our country is embroiled in debates over just these issues.
Yeah.
She's saying Captain America is wrong for not wanting to be part of the government because the government acts in an unaccountable fashion and destroys the lives of people of color and people in the Middle East.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
There's no sense to this statement.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Russia to attack Bitcoin users. That's the plan. And we'll tell you more about that. If you've got comments on Captain America, you can join us here at 855-450-FREE or bring up anything on Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here on Talk Radio. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Russia may be attacking Bitcoin users. That seems to be in the cards. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And you. As a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interaction should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned, don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. So, Mark, I was confused earlier in the previous segment of the show when you were reading an excerpt from this article at Salon about Captain America's new movie, Civil War, and you were suggesting that the article or the author of the article was in a quandary or in a sort of making a contradictory statement.
Yeah.
And the statement was essentially that the author was concerned about abusive police here in this country, and what was it, transparency was the other thing? I forget what the other one was. Well, but abusive police and something else.
Right, drone attacks.
Drone attacks, that's what it was. And that at the same time, the author was taking the side in the movie of the people who were wanting the UN to control the Avengers in the plot of this this movie.
Right. It really doesn't make much sense to me. She's complaining on one side that the Avengers are a non-governmental agency and acting without oversight. Then she complains that the governmental agencies in the in the form of the police and the form of the military are unaccountable. Fascinating dichotomy to me.
So here's now, having actually finally understood what you were getting to me and being able to kind of put myself in her position, I think I understand where she's coming from and why to her that's not contradictory. To someone from her position, she supports the UN. She supports the idea of the UN overseeing not just the Avengers, but also the federal government as well. They like, people like her, like the idea of a one-world government, for instance. So for her, the UN is the solution to the problem of a out-of-control military or an out-of-control police department. Like, a lot of people
except
are
that when the UN sends peacekeepers, and many times they...
She's ignoring that, obviously. Okay. Maybe she doesn't even know about it. I don't know. But... look, putting that aside, someone like her believes that the UN is the solution to the problems she's talking about. So it would follow that she would want the Avengers to be part of the UN and that she would want more power to be ceded from the United States federal government to the UN in the same way that those same people believe that the solution to local police abuse is the federal government. Oh, well, we'll call in the FBI and, you know, Barack Obama will save us from these out-of-control local cops. When, of course, the real solution to these problems is decentralization, not further centralization, not more consolidation of power into one unaccountable entity. She believes that because it's the United Nations, that somehow there's more accountability attached to it because, well, there's more nations involved, so there's more accountability. The fact is it's still centralizing control. It's bringing more power to one agency, and that'll make it even more difficult to hold these people accountable in the same way that the UN peacekeeping troops are completely unable to be held accountable. So I think that's where she was coming
from. Well, she says here, the liberal position, the one that Steve Rogers of the past two movies would hold, is extremely clear. The police and the military are accountable to the public. If people die on your watch, there needs to be a hearing. Has there been hearings?
For what?
I don't know, the killing of, the guy in New York on Staten Island for selling the Lucy's.
There's probably some hearing where the police were found.
Kangaroo hearings.
Yeah, the police are almost always found legit.
Has the government or the drone pilots been held accountable for the innocents killed in the Middle East?
No.
Okay.
No. But she believes they would be if the UN were allowed to have jurisdiction.
I don't know if she's saying that. She's saying the police and the military are accountable to the public. If people die on your watch, there needs to be a hearing. The military's powers should be held in check. We sure as hell don't want a mercenary organization that answers to no one crossing international borders and fighting wars without any input from democratic systems of government. I don't know. That doesn't make much sense to me necessarily. The demands being made by various governments in the United Nations and civil war are more than reasonable. I think
we're back into the movie.
Yes. I think that the demands do sound reasonable on their face in a status paradigm. If you think that governments make generally good decisions, that's fine. But when you start looking at the mistakes the UN, the mistakes the United States, the mistakes governments make all over the world, you know, maybe the wisdom of crowds is just bunk, and they're just a bunch of stupid people.
Let's talk to Rob. He's in Virginia. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Guys, I can't believe the wide range of topics. I can't believe I'm talking to you with all the political things going on in the world. I'm talking about the Avengers. But I did see it yesterday. It's a very, very good movie. Who is the UN? The UN is run by Kyrgyzstan. Okay, the UN is run by Kuwait. All right? It is pretty democratic in the makeup in that it's mostly dictators and horrible, you know, hand-cutting off evil savages who are uncivilized that basically run the UN. And then there's a small cadre of civilized countries that have really more power than their democratic representation because they have bigger armies. And that's
the Security Council basically runs everything.
Yeah, well, they can veto everything, but, you know, if you wanted, two-thirds of the UN resolutions are all Israel bad, hate Jews, hate Jews.
Yeah, right.
You know, so, the UN is a great thing to oversee people. But I just wanted to comment on the movie. I thought it was really well written. I guess it just reflects the huge amount of money involved. But I just figured, I thought of it as individualism versus collectivism, which is basically what almost every political decision comes down to. What almost every country has one party that's some shade of Marxist and one party that's some shade of democratic and individualist.
Captain America was saying was that, you know, it's the principle that you are responsible for your own actions, and we should be responsible for our own actions, we the Avengers. And I think that is, you know, that's really core to his principles.
Correct. The biggest thing was, it was amazing. I was watching a Hollywood-produced motion picture in which the collectivism, Marxism, government right, individual bad, didn't prevail. I mean, basically.
That's happening in Hollywood all over for the last 10 years. If you look at the big blockbusters.
I've never seen a movie that wasn't completely liberal and just pounding it. It to an absurd degree a lot of the time. Just has nothing to do with the movie. And then all of a sudden, you know, Rocky Balboa is like, we must vote for Bernie Sanders. It's in every movie. The corporations are bad. The corporation is bad. America is bad. What movies are there that glorify individualism and traditional American values?
I don't know what traditional American values are, but movies that glorify individualism. If you've got an answer to Rob's question, call us up at 855-453. Thanks, Rob. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourself a gob of money.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. If you're a Russian Bitcoin user, beware, they are out to get you. We'll give you the details on that. Lots of talk about Captain America here tonight. Individualism versus collectivism was what our last caller said the movie was about. And he said that he disagreed with you, Mark. You said you've been seeing a bunch of movies that focus on the individual versus the collective.
Well, with more libertarian themes is what I would say.
With more libertarian themes. Okay. And he's asked for some specific examples of that.
Of individualism was what he said specifically.
Yeah. So if you've got an answer to his question.
What about Batman? All the Batman movies essentially are individualistic, right? I mean, you know, this broody billionaire buys, I don't know, all black kind of bat-shaped equipment and, you know, goes about kicking bad guy butt. By himself.
So yeah, there's that. I was thinking of maybe. You know, I'm sure you can argue The Matrix from different perspectives on that.
The Matrix can be argued from any perspective.
Right.
That red pill, blue pill. The Wachowskis did just an amazing job creating the most modern allegory. It's just amazing stuff.
There's also movies like some of my favorites are like Pleasantville, which is. You know, it's
not
about
exactly a modern movie.
Well, okay.
So 20 years old at this point.
Well, he stated that it is almost 20 years old, but he has stated that, you know, movies the whole time have been this way. Mm-hmm. And Pleasantville is about an awakening that individuals are having, but they're having it in a large, you know, mass, if you will. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's quite exactly what he was looking for. How about The Truman Show with Jim Carrey in it, where he is, you know, it's all about his story in that sort of coming out of this world that was created to keep him down, basically, mm-hmm. keep him ignorant, and sort of enlightening himself. And I won't say more about The Truman Show and exactly what it is, but it's a pretty amazing movie.
Well, I felt like, you know, I feel like whenever any of the big movies that I see seem to have much more libertarian principles at the helm. The Hollywood's just really got it that people like this thing. So 300, for instance, obviously not particularly individualistic because, you know, they're military guys, but they stress that they're free citizens of Sparta. They completely overlook the fact that the Spartans, you know, noble class was all forced to be, you know, not particularly free. And what they did was torture the hell out of their servants throughout their lifetimes. I mean, you know, this is Sparta, nothing to hold up other than a very interesting experiment in sort of a military society, but you wouldn't want to hold these people up as anything to do with the word free. But they did, and that's how they sort of spun the movie, because that's what appeals to people right now. Free! Citizen! You know?
Everybody loves freedom for themselves. It's just those other people that they're not so sure about.
Well, that's obviously the Persians weren't there to spread freedom to the Spartans, I can assure you.
So, if you've got any suggestions as to movies that focus on the primacy of the individual as opposed to the collective that are Hollywood-style movies, not some independent film, I'm sure there are plenty more like that in the independent world, you're welcome to share it with us. What about Dark City? You ever seen that one?
Yeah, I did. I didn't pay that much attention to it, I guess, when I watched it.
Dark City
is basically Matrix before Matrix.
It's around the same time frame as Matrix. I'm not sure which one of them came out
first.
Dark
City, as I understand, came first.
You might be right about that. They're very, very close to one another. Dark City is this guy who is given this power to sort of rearrange this world that he's in, and there's nasty aliens who are trying to stop him, and it's a pretty entertaining movie. I liked that one, and that's all about, you know, his power as an individual, so that might be one. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With The Matrix, you know, you could argue it, I'm sure, from different perspectives. The Matrix is all about the One, right? Now, it's supposedly Neo, who's the One, Neo being an anagram for One. That kind of is a pretty individualistic theme, right? Neo's sure. The one who can change this whole world.
It's empowering because people are going to put themselves in the area of the shoes of the protagonist, and you are the one for your life.
That's right.
Is the way I see the analogy there. You change everything in your world. You're in control. All you have to do is take the pill that leads you to reality rather than the pill that makes you a victim, and you're in charge of your reality. And I think that, you know, by and large, that's true. Certainly, there are crappy things that happen to us that we can't control, but it's a much better, it's much more empowered position to say, yes, I can control it.
Now, of course, the other side of this coin is that Neo wouldn't have been able to, you know, do what he did without the assistance of all of the other people that helped him out along the way. So you don't just do it all alone. You have other people helping you along in this journey of yours, whatever journey it is. And so this is sort of one of the, you know, the dichotomies, right? Yes, the individual is very important. And without individual liberty, we have tyranny, and that's certainly not something that's going to be good for society. But ultimately, you know, we still need other people in our lives.
Even
right?
In Atlas Shrugged, they all, you know, a bunch of individuals run off to Galt's Gulch and deprive, you know, sort of modern society of their individual power. Right? The creators, the entrepreneurs, they in a small group, you know, take off. And so it's not the individual in that way that's truly empowered. It's, you know, a small group of individuals. I don't know. I mean, humans aren't exactly individuals as much as they're sort of small group primates. And you know, we need other people.
Your odds of survival without others are very, very slim.
It certainly diminishes if you just, today, I'm not going to use or do anything that has to do with another human being. Basically means you have to make all your tools out of wood that you find in the forest. Have you run off where nobody's going to find you? You can't steal things from other people's cabins. I mean, you're going to have a hell of a time making it if you don't. If you just sort of ignore other human beings.
And to some extent, a good movie can elicit feelings of connectedness with the viewer, no matter what their political perspective was. I think you commented on this briefly earlier. So some of the movies that we might have cited, like The Matrix, for instance, the Wachowski brothers are by no means libertarians.
They're no longer the Wachowski brothers.
That's right, sisters. I'm sorry, thank you for that.
Go with the Wachowskis.
The Wachowskis, the creators of the film, you know, they aren't libertarians, from what I understand.
No.
The guy who did the Firefly movie, or that, what was that, the series was the Firefly, and then it was the movie?
Okay.
Joss Whedon. He's not a libertarian.
No, everybody says he is.
No, apparently it's some other guy that he worked with who was a libertarian or whatever. And just because, you know, the artist isn't a libertarian doesn't mean that themes we recognize won't be present.
Sure.
In those movies.
I would have recognized Winter Soldier as being a complete sort of whistleblower libertarian movie, and this lady here sees it as
a liberal movie.
Captain America's a liberal.
Right.
Now, to me, that's good, you know, and I'm sure a conservative would say, hey, we just want a good government. When somebody can watch your movie and bond with the characters, that's a good thing.
Right.
That's a very good thing. Now, in the case of Civil War, it's called Civil War for a reason, because there's a conflict between the characters. She doesn't write an article that extols the virtues of a former weapons manufacturer, Tony Stark, Iron Man. She writes an article that says, Captain America's a douchey libertarian.
Now, let's go to Scott. He's in South Carolina listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hey there, Scott. Scott in South Carolina. Going once. Scott in South Carolina listening on WTMA. Do we have Scott? Scott going twice. Tell you what, we'll put Scott on hold. Sometimes there is difficulty at the network studios, or maybe Scott went into a bad cell, and we'll try to get him back here and see what he wanted to say. Oh, nope, he just dropped off the line. So, plenty of open lines for you if you want to join us here. Whether it's a discussion about the movies and Hollywood, certainly, you know, there are also individualist movies. Here's a good one, Interstate 60. That's one of my favorites.
I've seen it. You lent it to me, actually. There is no Interstate 60 in real life.
That's right.
That's why they chose this for the name, and it's got Kurt Russell as a sort of pot-legalizing sheriff, is that right?
Yes, sort of. A drugs-legalizing sheriff, but there's a twist to that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of great actors in the movie. It's brilliant. It's done by Bob Gale, who was one of the writers of Back to the Future. So if you love Back to the Future, Christopher Lloyd's in this. Even a brief appearance by Michael J. Fox. It's a fun movie, and it's all about, in my opinion, the path of the individual. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. And moments remain here on this live Sunday edition of the program. We've got enough time for you. If you dial now, we'll get you on the air at 855-453. 855-450-3733. We've been talking a lot about movies, but there's some great liberty-oriented books out there as well, like The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose. The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. If people were able to recognize that one belief for what it is, an utterly irrational, self-contradictory, and horribly destructive myth, most of the violence, oppression, and injustice in the world would cease. But that'll happen only when people dare to honestly and objectively re-examine their belief systems. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing nearly how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. If you imagine yourself to be a compassionate, peace-loving, civilized human being, you must read this book. I recommend it. I've read it. The Most Dangerous Superstition is what it's called. You can find it on Amazon and also at LarkinRose.com. We're going to go to Scott in South Carolina. He actually called back in here. We had some technical difficulties before. Scott, are you with us this time, listening to WTMA?
I am, gentlemen.
We got you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
May I hearken back to the segment before the bottom of the hour when you were talking about this column and, you know, the federal government and the UN, the column the lady wrote.
Yeah. Yeah, salon.com.
Yeah. I'm from South Carolina, but I'm a former Senator Fritz Hollings. You know, after 9/11, Fritz Hollings came out and said, you know, we, we need to take the airport screeners. This is when we didn't know what happened or why. He said, we need to federalize them. Mm-hmm. That will professionalize them.
Sure.
Famous. It's a famous quote, and I remember it because it was my senator here. It's a ridiculous quote. You know, obviously they're not professionalized. They're, and no disrespect to the good ones, but they're unionized. You can't fire them, and they're not particularly good.
I imagine the good ones are probably really fed up with, with everything that's
they
going on.
They leave after a while because they're getting the crap jobs and not playing the game, and they throw up their hands and leave. You're right.
I imagine right they do. It. I mean, when you look at the TSA, when they test themselves with their own red team.
Fail, fail, fail,
fail. They miss 75 to 100% of guns, knives, and bombs that they're testing themselves on. I mean, this is an organization that simply does not do what it is supposed to do. They have never caught a terrorist. All they do is steal people's water bottles.
I know you guys have talked about this before, people scoring too high on the police exam and, you know, they're not going to let you in. But I called because, Mark, you talked earlier about the superheroes, which I don't know anything about, but you mentioned they need to keep their identity secret. Did you say that?
Yeah, like Spider-Man, I saw who I used the example of. Go ahead.
And this facial recognition stuff in today's society, that's bothering me. I know it's really big in all this closed-circuit TV.
Mm-hmm.
Certain states have laws against wearing masks. I'm in South Carolina. Did you know there's a law here against wearing a mask?
I did not know that, but I believe it. I don't know how many states have that law, but we don't have it in New Hampshire.
Because you can't not wear a mask in certain days in New Hampshire. I mean, it gets cold, your face will freeze off.
They don't enforce it on Halloween, obviously. They don't enforce it against turkey hunters. We don't have ski slopes. They wouldn't enforce it, you know, if you're on a ski slope. But it's from 1952, and the idea at the time was to curtail Klan activity. So that's what it's from. It's one of those old laws that's not really enforced. And it's one of those old laws that's not really on the books. But
I don't know if it's not really enforced. Like, if you start walking around downtown with a mask on, you may very well find an interaction with the police in your near future.
Well, that's what I want to address, Ian, especially with you. I think, you should be able to wear one. And I'm going to give you guys a movie, V for Vendetta.
Yeah.
I wanted to throw that movie out there. But when somebody wants to be an individual and do something, but I think
like
should be
blow
able
up Parliament.
To, you know, to be
Free
the
Talk
individual.
Live does not endorse violence.
Exactly, but I think you should be able to do that. And I'm talking about a floppy hat and big glasses. Now, Ian, I know you're big on private property, and I just wanted to get your opinion. You know, should you be able to wear a big floppy hat and sunglasses into a convenience store, a bank, a supermarket?
No, not if the private property owner says you're not allowed to. So on the bank I was in the other day, there's a sign on the door saying you're not allowed to wear sunglasses or a hat inside. And that's pretty common with banks.
This happened to me on Thursday, right? I was taking my son to see the Civil War. We stopped off at the drugstore to get something before we went to the movie. And I had my Captain America costume on, and he had his Iron Man costume on, and he wanted to wear it into the store. And I'm like, that's fine. You can wear your Iron Man costume into the store. But Daddy is not going to wear his mask into the store. And he's like, why? Why? And I'm like, well, because they're going to think I'm going to try to rob the place. And I'm just not willing to do that. So I wasn't going to, you know, I wore everything else, and people certainly got the whole message. But he didn't quite get why an adult can't wear a mask into a convenience
because
store.
Other adults misbehave. That's why.
Getting back to sidewalks, at some point, should we have some protection against facial recognition software tracking our movements?
If it's run by the government, yeah, I think that there should be protection about that. But if you're on... If you're on private property and they want to scan you as you walk in the door of, you know, some store, and you should be subjected to that if you've gone in there. That's your choice.
Ian, let me explain something to you. You know, the government can't track me, you know, every time I leave the house, but if somebody else does and the government pays them for that information, what's the difference?
Well, that's a problem with government. Look, a lot of these stores want to track you because it's useful information that they can use to market towards you effectively, or, you know, sell your information to other people. We're in a world where protecting your privacy is something you have to take responsibility for. And so when you walk into Walmart, they're likely, you know, recording video of you. Many Walmarts will actually have the video monitor right there at the front of the store, so you can see yourself walking into the store.
Sure.
And, you know, they're free to do whatever they want with that information. And if you don't like it, then order from Amazon.
I agree. I just think on the sidewalk, I think we need some Bill of Rights in terms of privacy. California has one. Don't know if any other state has one. And I'm not saying
if you're on the sidewalk in front of my bank, I want to have a camera on that ATM to make sure that, you know, you're not going to take some money out of it or hook a truck up to it and, you know, pull the thing out. But I get where you're coming from. I definitely share the concerns with loss of privacy. Scott, thanks for the call tonight. One of the best things you can do if you love freedom and you like privacy is to find like-minded people and get together with them. Here in New Hampshire, there is no mask law. If you want to wear a mask walking down the street, go for it. You can do that. Most people don't.
If you do it during, well, they do at certain times of the year. This is what I want you to keep on saying. This is
most
if it's
people
cold enough.
You
don't. People wear, yeah, they.
You don't
do.
See people wearing balaclavas most even during the winter months.
I've seen it on people walking down the street.
It happens,
and it certainly happens
most
when you talk about people
don't.
Walking down trails.
Okay, trails, if you're out hunting or something, is different. Most people walking down the street don't wear a full mask.
Do they wear a muffler over their face, mouth,
yes.
and nose?
Yeah, that happens.
What is that besides? I mean, think about the cowboy.
It's a partial, I guess.
He pulls up his bandana with his hat on.
I guess when I think of a mask, I think of a full-on mask. Let's go to Chris listening in Virginia. Chris, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, the last guy was talking about masks. We have the law here in Virginia, you know, not to cover your face, but, you know, there's the spirit of the law and the letter of the law. You know, of course, Halloween, spirit of the law. If you drag a guy in for that, if a cop drags a guy in for that, masters can look at him like, come on, dude, really? But, you know, if I'm in Walmart and a guy walks in wearing a mask, you know, I mean, what's your first reaction? You know what I mean?
It's probably not going to be a good thing.
Yeah, Walmart, probably not as big of a deal. But if in a bank, I mean, you know, depending on how much money is stored in the place and how many people are, you know, sort of the money-to-people ratio, that's going to get more and more weird.
Yeah, well, I mean, frankly, for me, I see a guy walk in. I don't care where I am. I don't care if I'm in a restaurant or bank.
How about a football game? People wear masks to football games all the time.
Chris, I wish we had more time to talk about this with you, but if you want to talk further, call us tomorrow night because we're out of it for tonight. I appreciate appreciate hearing from you. We're on live 7 to 10 at night Eastern time every single night of the week, 7 nights a week, and we'll be back tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.